Crescent World.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, the other guy, is incognito, spying out a situation. He'll tell you about it all next week. Wanted to let you know another point here real quick is at 4:30 we're going to have Brian Fisher from American Family Association, the national ministry, a well-respected ministry, and he's going to talk about Hitler and the brown shirts and who they really were. One other thing I wanted to nail real quick, too. Before the break, we were talking about how Jeff Anderson, who's an attorney out of the state of Minnesota, is going after the priests that are violating over 200 deaf children in the United States. This is a new lawsuit that he's bringing forth, and he's trying to get it to the top to deal with the issues at the bottom. And he's having a hard time getting to the top. I said, Jeff, before we hang up, this is during the break, I said, Jeff, you got to tell me, were you raised Catholic? Are you Catholic? He said, I was raised Lutheran, but I raised my kids Catholic. Point made. I hope so, because I'm going to get some of you Catholics out there and say, why are you picking on the Catholics? Listen, it's all over the place. It's with these clergy all over the place, the Faithers, the Evangelicals, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians. It doesn't matter. It doesn't belong there, and we should all be unified together to deal with the issues of those that are preying upon our children. So I don't want to hear any of your smack about how I'm laying for the Catholics. I'm not laying for the Catholics. I'm laying for the predators is what I'm laying for. So let's keep it into perspective and don't say Bradley Dean's out there backhanding the Catholics. Well, listen, I don't care who it is. If they're violating, let's deal with them. That's what we need to do. And we should all be unified in that together, by the way, folks. We shouldn't stand outside of that. I was talking previous to all of this. I was talking about abomination and calling the bluff of them that spit against heaven. So let's continue on there. And I was talking about some of the dictators, Hitler, Mao Zedong, Stalin, so on and so forth, and just how they try to play. Really, if you read Isaiah 14, it talks about how the enemy of your souls, his name is the devil, Satan, Lucifer, he wants to ascend his throne above God's. He wants to be just like God. Well, that's what dictators are. They want to be God. In order for them to be God, they have to remove God, and that's what you're seeing in the United States. And abomination is a total wannabe dictator, no question about it. But I want to take you to Scripture where it says in Luke 16:24 through 25, it says this, this was a man that was in hell, and he was a rich man. It was too late for him. He was told, but he didn't listen. He said, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on us and send Lazarus, the poor man, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. The rich man said, I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember. He said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things. I'm King James in it for you. And likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And then Jesus goes on to say, listen, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. In other words, you can't understand the things of the scriptures and the gospel unless you first hear Moses and the prophets, the laws of God. And I'm not talking about ceremonial, I'm talking about moral. Christ said, think not that I come to destroy the law, I've come not to destroy but to fulfill. And that's exactly what we're doing, is we're upholding the moral obligations before us and our Creator. One of the other things I want to highlight real quick, too, before I roll here, is that we're not hellfire preachers. I need to reemphasize this over and over for new listeners. The Bible says that we're to fear the Lord, not fear hell. Though the Bible warns of hell from Genesis all the way to Revelations over 54 times, Jesus always warned you to repent before God and put your faith in Him. Hell is the consequence of sins unrepented, just so I can clarify. We're not hellfire preachers because it's not scriptural. It's not in the Word. Hell is there for those that didn't repent towards God. Cool? We all straight? Good. Just wanted to make sure. Folks, too, if you want to jump on the line with me real quick, we got about a half an hour. My number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Let's get back to Abomination and the wannabe dictator and dictators. What about Mao Zedong? Just think, folks, in China, just think about this. In China today, they still have this man's face plastered everywhere in his remembrance. Did you guys know of Mao Zedong, that he was responsible for the death and deaths of millions of his own people? He starved them to death. Yet a new generation is praising Mao Zedong. How did they do that? Well, the reason that he survived after his death in the face of the people is the revisionists convinced a new generation that he was a great man. See, but they didn't tell him that he slaughtered millions and millions of your ancestors. That was a dictator. How foolish of them people. He was a great man if you don't know the truth. See how that works? And by the way, dictators love to have it so. Keep in mind, too, Benito Mussolini, you like that? Benito Mussolini, he used to write the papers every day, and for anybody that knows anything, you know they try to dictate what goes out in the press. They dictate the media. They write the papers. They have the same agenda. They say it, and then the media preaches it for them. They're their ministers of hell for the dictators, is what the media plays out. But again, we're seeing that today. Again, what a Mussolini. He raised his hand to heaven and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Well, God did accommodate years later when he was hung upside down with his mistress after he was beaten to death by his own people. And might I add, the people that he was violating. And just anyone ask, listen, this is what you need to do. You just need to ask anyone that spits that direction towards heaven where they end up. America, as long as the people are rooted in the same principles, we will prevail. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. As long as we stay unified in them principles, we'll be strong together. Again, President James Buchanan said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. And we have to understand the Word of God declares that in Matthew 16:18 that the gates of hell shall not prevail. The only reason we're going backwards in this country, if we are at all, folks, is because we have left off God's commandments, who said, if you do this, then I'm going to deal with your enemies. As a matter of fact, he said he'd send forth his holy angelic forces to cut off your enemies, to cause them to flee before you seven ways. He would break the arms of the wicked before you. He would cause those that raise tongue against you to fall into the pits that they themselves have dug. He said he'd cause them to fall upon their own swords. He said even those that raise tongue against you, he said he would condemn. He said those that obey the commandments of the Lord, he said the people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear thee because of me. That's why America is a light on the hill. That's why America is the most feared. That's why our military is the most feared throughout the world, because we're a godly nation. A godly nation. A godly nation. You want me to say that again? A godly nation. Remember what Edmund Burke said. He said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. I'll say that again. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. So, America, stick to your principles and stay your course. Stick to your principles and stay your course. Read that Constitution. Read that Declaration of Independence. Read them Bill of Rights. Read them founding documents of your fathers. Because I'll tell you what, that's why our veterans bled the battlefield red with their blood, was to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. We're going to take a quick break. You have the Sons of Liberty, Mr. Bradley Dean, yours truly. We'll be right back after this break.
Like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available. available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 320-274-8400.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, yours truly. Folks, we're getting phone calls like from Pennsylvania and from all over the place. It's like, they must be new listeners, yeah, Kerry? I don't think they're getting it. For those things, for those people out there that think we're Bushites, looking the wrong way, folks. We're Christocrats. We're not Democrats, we're not Republicans, we're Christocrats. We're on the sides of truth, not parties. That's the problem, folks. To those people that are part of parties, you're a part of the problem if you're not standing on the side of Christ. As long as your party's on the side of Christ, then we're cool. Outside of that, we're not here to promote parties. We're here to promote liberty and law and magnify and bring forth the magnanimity of our laws, folks. That's what we're doing on the radio. So, outside of the fact that I've been really mellow today, I wish one of you guys would at least call in and say, I've got some phone calls on here right now, but it'd be wonderful if someone would just like motherly call me up and just see how I was doing and make sure I was okay, and I haven't got those yet. You know, sometimes those that fight in the battlefield, they get hurt on the field sometimes. They keep the sword in their hand. You know what? As a matter of fact, let me be so candid to tell you some things about myself for those that don't know. I've been in ministry for 15 years. I'm a young man. I'm not from China. I'm from America. And I have never, ever, in the 15 years that I've been in ministry, I've never taken a sabbatical. I never have. As a matter of fact, pastors all over the country take sabbaticals once a year. Some of them take 40 days off a year. And I said to my wife the other day, how do you do that? I mean, this is my baby. This is what I'm called to do. You don't give your baby over to somebody that you don't know. That's why I'm always here. Oh, Bradley, you're so selfish. Oh, I heard that voice. No, I'm not selfish. I'm just protective. And I care about what gets preached from this housetop very much. And I want to make sure that we stick to the facts, not to opinions or parties, folks. So if you'd like to call in and say hello to me and just talk on a personal level, I'm here, 1-866-233-0747. Please don't lash out at me because I'm not in the mood today. And I haven't had the proper medicine to make myself feel better than I have, or I am right now. literally. It's been one of those days. As a matter of fact, if Jake the other guy was here, I wonder if I'd have made it today at all. That's a fact, AccuJack. You know, I was talking about the abomination and the feedback from my war that we had and how the people just rose up and started shooting out stuff. It's people are taking on a different spirit, folks. There's no question about it. Oh, and by the way, if you do want to call in and say hello, 1-866-233-0747. I'm looking for the motherly kindness. That's what I'm looking for. 1-866-233-0747. If you have no kindness to give, just forget the number that I just gave to you then. I just want to see if I'm loved. I want to see if anybody out there really cares about me. Oh, me, oh, my. The girls are laughing at me. 1-866-233-0747. You just dropped both those calls? Okay. And we got one from Pennsylvania. You thought we were a Bushite. Nope. Don't run those tracks. Folks, too, if you want to make a comment when we have callers on the air, do it with the caller on the air, not outside of that, because they're the ones that are going to be able to answer for themselves. I can't answer for who they are or what they're about or what they're doing if you have a different point of view or different facts. So I think that point is made. 1-866-233-0747. Does anybody care about me? I mean, really? Heather's over there like, should I call and say hello and act like I'm his mother? No, that's okay. I know people out there love me. It's got to be a mother, though. Well, you know what? My dad wasn't around, so if it's a cool dad, we can take him on, too. That's totally fine. I mean, someone's got to blow my horn or someone's got to lift me up or feed me medicine. I don't know. I mean, just a little love and kindness right now would be wonderful. It would be absolutely wonderful. So we got some calls coming in. It's cool dad, cool mom. What's the deal? We're waiting. See, folks, when you call in, 1-866-233-0747, Heather brings you through this stringent interview, and it lasts for about a half an hour. But once it's over, then I get you. And that's why so many times at the end of the show we got to say, sorry, guys, it's all over with. It's Heather's fault. Folks, I'm seriously humbled. I mean, the lines are just totally lit up. You know, and now what I'm going to do is I'm not going to answer the phone because I just wanted to see if you cared about me. You already made my day. I'm totally playing with you. I'll answer you in line. She's typing them up right now. And do we got a cool dad or do we got a cool mom here? Jamie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley. Hello. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm sorry that you're sick.
I am.
Yeah.
And it's no fun.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to meet up with Jake in here in a little bit. And,
don't say anything, Jamie.
Incognito.
Okay. Incognito. You are the spies of the land this week for next week's show, and it is going to be good. So, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you called in. So, did you – well, you know, I can't open it up right now. I'm sorry, Jamie. Thank you for calling me and making me feel better, and I know who you are, and I totally appreciate you calling me. I've
Absolutely.
Never talked to you before, but – thanks for the high five.
Yeah, thanks for everything you do, too. I appreciate everything.
Okay, awesome. And then I'll meet you soon enough, yeah?
Will do.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. See, now I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm getting built up a little bit. See, folks, you just thought this kind of stuff was like for Rush and Sean, right? I mean, if Glenn is in on some tangent out in left field, he gets people to call in, too, and say hello. If he's not, of course, drawn 500,000 people to one of his events. Good for him. I want one. I want a mic like that. Well, that's what we're growing up into right now. So we're all good. Do you want me to pick up another topic here, or are you going to keep sending people my way? You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. And now Heather's looking at me like this person that's online is, like, talking a lot. It's like, yeah, right. Who do you think you're kidding? And Heather's like, yeah, okay, what about this? And, ma'am, your Social Security number and your address. And what's your license number? As a matter of fact, what is your blood type? That's important, too. You want to talk to Bradley Dean? Then I'll tell you what. This is the process you're going to have to go through to get to him. Who are we waiting for? Now, are we on hold for somebody else? Folks, just trying to have some fun with you while I got some time. We got Brian Fisher coming up at 4:30. Folks, I'm excited to hear what this guy's got to say. He's from American Family Association. He's going to talk about the brown shirts, Hitler and the brown shirts. Who were they really? It's interesting. I had an individual not too long ago when we first came out with My War. He had the audacity to get online. He emailed me and says, hey, do you ever plan on running for office? And I said, you know what? Maybe someday I will. Well, that was the wrong thing to say to this joker. Excuse me. So he goes out there and he compares me to Mein Kampf. By the way, this is typical homosexual propaganda. It's typical. They always want to demonize you when, in fact, they're the ones that are the demonized ones. But anyways, to say that, am I holding on hold for a reason here? Because I got Brian Fisher coming up here in about 2 seconds. Oh, I want to take Joy. Tell the other guy I'm sorry. I'm not going to answer him right away. I'll get to him in a second. Joy, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, Mommy.
Hi, Bradley. How are you doing?
This isn't fair. This is my wife, folks. This isn't fair that she's doing this right now.
You know, okay. Hold on a second. I heard you on the line.
Okay.
And you needed a tender mother that cares. And I decided, well, I'm a tender mother that cares, so I just thought I'd call and say, I hope you're feeling better. You're doing a great job.
Honey, will you tell all these women out here that I'm fighting for, and their husbands, if they so want to hear it, how many times a month over the last couple of months have I bought you roses?
Oh, many times, especially recently. I've gotten roses. I've also gotten lilies. I think they were lilies, something like that. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I've gotten roses and lilies. And I think maybe 3 times within the last month or so, you have given me 3 different types of flowers.
Okay. So,
2 roses, 1 lily.
And I'm not negating this call at all. I totally appreciate it, honey. But this should have been a mother foreign.
I am a mother.
I understand that. But a mother foreign to who I am. It should have been from an outsider. And I got other lines lit up right now waiting for me to pick them up. But maybe that's one of the mothers. I don't know. But, honey, for you to be calling me right now, this is cheating.
Well, I just thought, you know, I'm a tender mother that cares, and being sick this week myself, I totally understand where you're coming from, so I'm rooting for you. You're doing a great job.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you mean that?
Absolutely.
I mean, to the very core, you really mean what you just said to me.
Yes, you're doing a great job.
Can you guys get me some tissues, please? This is too much.
I'll get them for you later.
Okay, now, honey, after the show, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to go out and get groceries because I'm telling you what, I'm hurting right now. I feel like I got a rock in my stomach, and I don't know if it's going to come out the top or the bottom. I don't mean to be crude.
Well, we've got plenty of food at home, so you just get your much-needed, much-deserved rest.
Okay, I appreciate that. It's a hard one, though. I just got to tell you that. I mean, I'm here fighting.
I think it's great.
Okay.
I don't even think you need to say it's a hard one, because it doesn't feel like it's hard. You're
I know, honey.
Really nice.
Every time I critique myself, you always rebuke me for critiquing myself. Excellence is in the details. If I'm not excellent at what I do, then you know what? I shouldn't be here.
Well, you are doing an excellent job, and I think that you are more prone to pick apart yourself than other people are. Your mistakes, people don't notice.
Honey, will you tell the people the one time I thought I made a mistake, what you did?
Oh, one time you thought, you said, I never make mistakes. I thought I did once, but I was wrong.
Yeah, because you told me that.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you, too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I feel like the great Houdini. Do you guys remember who Houdini was? I'm looking at my producers in the back here. You guys know who Houdini was? He was the greatest escape artist in history. Remember that guy back in the, 20s, 30s? You know how he died, don't you? Someone punched him in the stomach. And he used to let people take shots at his stomach, and he died of some abdominal. I don't know if it's a tumor or what the situation is, but boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. I feel like buckling over. Folks, real quick, we're going to take a phone call from Larry who wants to talk about the child abuse cases. Hey, Larry, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. Go ahead with your question or your comment.
Well, Bradley, actually, it's more of a comment, but are you familiar with Dynacorp?
No.
All right. I can't remember exactly if they're owned by Halliburton or they do business with, but
interesting.
They contract with the government. You can Google them, and it comes up against them.
Yeah, isn't Cheney a part of that?
Exactly.
Yep, gotcha.
Anyway, they're big contractors with a lot of different stuff.
Sure.
But also, the state, or most states, contract with them to run their child protective services. Okay? Now, Dynacorp went before Congress on a hearing for white slavery because they were kidnapping kids and selling them to dignitaries overseas in the Middle East, et cetera.
Right.
And that came out that it was like fake news, except it just was there one day and gone the next.
Yeah, fizzled out, yeah.
But I thought about that when you were talking with the Attorney General. Man, investigate Child Protective Services.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're full of weird pedophiles.
You know, I've heard this before. If you're familiar with the Franklin cover-up case back in the 80s, there was something called Boys Town in Nebraska. And actually what was going on in that situation was the clergy were actually taking kids and selling the kids to government officials for pedophile rings in the United States here.
So, oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, this is becoming more it's being clarified almost on a daily basis from some channel or some outlet that something's, you know, surfacing here with what is going on. But they're definitely laying for the kids. There's no question about it.
It's insidious. They're Satanists. Hey, Bradley?
Yes?
Your screener told me I'd make it quick. But
okay.
Anyway, think of this. Go to Whole Foods grocery store and get Root Boost tea, and it'll help you with your stomach a lot.
What?
It's a natural herb, and it's spelled R-O-O-I-B-O-O-S.
Well, you know what, Larry? Say it again. R-O-O what?
R-O-O-I-B-O-O-S.
Okay.
Being a truck driver, life is hard on me, dude.
You're in Texas, yeah?
Well, I live north of Fort Worth out in the country.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I live, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
But I'm a first-time listener and caller both because I found out about you on GCN and their website and all that.
Awesome.
But check out that tea. It's excellent.
I appreciate
it. If I'm feeling sick, man, that's the first thing I do. I go into a truck stop, get hot water, and make the tea. And, like, the next day, I'm, like, ready to go.
I appreciate it, Larry. I really do, because I'm almost buckled over here. But you know what? I only got a half hour to go.
I know. Stay away from GMO, dude.
Okay.
That stuff's deadly.
Okay.
But anyway.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Larry.
Keep a good fight.
Appreciate
it. Right,
you know what's interesting? Okay, thank you. It's interesting, folks, that people, common people, just people walking down the streets, just, you know, I don't care if you're at the state fair or if you're at the grocery store. People know this stuff. This isn't like... Folks, this isn't like weird stuff. I just heard, as a matter of fact, the other guy just got an email this week from somebody talking about something. A guy named Alex Jones was talking about years and years and years ago. And Alex Jones's name was brought up one time, and he said, that guy's nuts. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, he's nuts? Why, because he's telling you stuff you don't want to hear? And Jake, the other guy, emails him back and says, hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, basically, the guy that you thought was nuts was talking about this 10 years ago. See, folks, things aren't getting better by sitting on your morals. You have to deal with the issues at hand. And this common guy calling from Texas, Larry, was just a common guy. But it's amazing how people are not stupid. Folks, this whole pedophile stuff, it's out of hand. And it's infiltrating into your public schools right now. And I want to get to the core of it, folks. I got to shift gears real quick. I said at 4:30 we're going to have Brian Fisher from the American Family Association. And I said he'd knock it out of the park and he'd expose Hitler and the brown shirts for who they really were. And I put a question mark. So I just wanted to say welcome to the show, Brian. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you jumping on. I know you're with the American Family Association. You're with a respected organization throughout the United States. And, Brian, what I did is I was doing some homework on what was going on with the whole gay agenda, and I seen your name pop up, and I seen AFA, and I thought, okay, I know Bishop Jackson. I know some of these people that are a part of the American Family Association family, so on and so forth on a national level. And I said, you know, I got to get Brian on here. And Brian, I want you to clean up is what I want you to do. I want you to bring into focus who Hitler was and the brown shirts and lay it out for the American people, because I think for the most part, you're going to shock some folks here, Brian.
Well, and there is a lot that people do not know, the American people do not know. And I would recommend that your listeners pick up a book by a friend of mine, Dr. Scott Lively, entitled The Pink Swastika, and he does a thorough job. It's very well researched, very well documented, that probes the connection between homosexuality and the rise of the Nazi Party. And one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that the evidence is very strong that Hitler himself was an active homosexual. He served in World War I with the German Army, actually exhibited some acts of bravery, but one of the things that kept him from getting promotions is his involvement in homosexuality. There are eyewitness accounts of his homosexual liaisons during World War I. You move into the 1920s, and the police in Vienna were tracking him actually as likely as a gay prostitute. So there's very little doubt that he himself was involved in homosexual behavior. even some of the high-ranking Nazis he had liaisons with. And what happened when Hitler wanted to begin moving in political circles, he gathered around him what were called his stormtroopers, and even William Shirer, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, he wrote that back in the 60s before homosexuality became such a politically correct topic. And one of the things that Shirer observed about the people that Hitler gathered around him, he said only 10% of them were sexually normal. 90% of them were involved in sexually aberrant behavior. And one of the things that Hitler discovered is that the homosexuals that he gathered around him in the brown shirts, the stormtroopers, the SA, they were willing to do things that he could not get straight soldiers to do in terms of the brutality they were willing to inflict on his political opponents. And so he used them, and this is fairly well documented. There's even a German historian by the name of Lothar Machtan. He's a highly regarded German historian. He published a book in the early part of the last decade, around 2002, I believe, that explored some of this. And, you know, there's very little doubt that most of the leaders in the stormtroopers, the SA, Hitler's enforcers, were heavily involved in the homosexual agenda and the Nazi Party. And what a lot of people, you know, the myth out there is that the Nazi Party persecuted homosexuals.
That's
and
right.
It is true that they did, but the ones that they went after were the effeminate homosexuals.
That's right. That's right.
It was all part of this Aryan supremacy, the supremacy of males over females, the right white race over all other races. And so the more masculine homosexuals were the ones that Luther gathered around him. Some of them became prison guards. I know you were talking here about the issue of pedophilia. And one of the really sordid parts of the concentration camps, not that any part of it isn't, but you had in these concentration camps, those that were inmates or residents of these camps were at the mercy of these guards, a lot of whom had some pretty sadistic sexual impulses, and that included preying on the children that came into those camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You keep rolling, Brian. I'm all ears. I'm going to high-five everything you're saying, and I'm going to basically do a discourse once you're complete, but I just want to hear it for myself. This is all new news to me. I knew this was a fact. It's interesting. Just recently, probably about 3 months ago, I came out with a documentary called My War. I've done over 331 high schools in 22 different states. For the one issue, one homosexual locally made it his mistake to target me, and he started writing about me on almost a daily basis. I think there's 32 articles on myself alone through his George Soros outlets in Minnesota here, and he turned my war into Bradley Dean's Mein Kampf. And
yes.
And I knew right then and there when he did that, because he had the person actually do the reporting for him, I knew right then and there I needed to find this information out and get it to the American people, because I knew this to be true.
Well, one of the things that you're running into there is there is a vicious energy in the homosexual movement that a lot of people are not aware of. You know, and what homosexuals will talk about is the fact that the night of the long knives, Hitler had some homosexuals around him put to death, Ernest Röhm and so forth. But the point that Lothar Machtan makes is that the reason that Hitler had these individuals purged is Röhm was threatening to reveal to the German public Hitler's homosexual proclivities, and he did not want that information to come out, and so he sent his goons out mm-hmm. to kill those that were a threat to exposing the nature of his own homosexual proclivities. So, you know, there's a lot of myths out there, and what you're running into is when the homosexuals put somebody in their target, the homosexual lobby, you know, they are not out just to disagree. They are not out to refute. They are out to silence, to punish, to marginalize,
right.
and to destroy if they can. And that's what you've run into.
Yes, indeed I have. Brian, I got to take a break here. And as soon as I get done taking a break, can I get you to roll over with me? Because this is highly interesting.
You bet.
Okay, I appreciate that. Folks, you got Bradley. Jake, the other guy, is incognito, spying out the situation, folks. As I told you earlier, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we got Brian online now. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to interject, contend, give us a call while you can. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get two dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the field and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get two dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
I'm trying to give Brian as much information as I can in between the breaks. He's probably thinking, geez, this guy's throwing a lot on me right now. But, folks, we got Brian Fisher from American Family Association throughout the United States here, and a well-respected organization, might I add. But he's laying on us right now that Hitler and the brown shirts had a lot more to hide than we thought. And I'm going to let Brian continue on this little venture of exposing the agenda as to what's taking place in our country right now. So have at it, Brian.
All right, well, you know, and we talked in the last segment, Bradley, about the infiltration of the homosexual energy into the Nazi movement. In fact, I think you can really say that it would not, the Nazi Party would not have been possible without homosexuals in the brown shirts. They were the ones that kind of administered the lethal force on Hitler's behalf to solidify his power in Germany. And then, of course, the Nazis gave the 6 million dead Jews and the Holocaust. You know, I'm not saying that the homosexuals are directly responsible for the Holocaust, but I think it's indisputable that there would be no Nazi party without the stormtroopers, all of whom were homosexuals, and the Holocaust would not have happened without the Nazi party. So the dots there, you know, are pretty easy to connect. You know, and you and I were talking about the fact that we've had this massive change in how we understand homosexual behavior. You know, you mentioned, we were talking on the break, you know, up until 1962, it was a felony in all 50 states. A lot of people don't realize that. In fact, when you go back to 2003 with the Lawrence v. Texas decision that set aside the ability of states to enforce their homosexual laws, it was still on the books in 12 states as a felony offense. And even until 1972 or 73, I think, it was still a felony offense in all 49 states. You go back to the time of the founding. You know, the left idolizes Thomas Jefferson. He actually wrote a statute for the state of Virginia that provided castration as the punishment for someone who was involved in sodomy. We know that General George Washington, the first commander-in-chief, he literally drummed two soldiers out of the Continental Army when they were caught in a homosexual liaison. I mean, he had them court-martialed. He had all the drummers line up in two lines, and these guys had to walk between the drummers and leave the Army for good. I mean, they were literally drummed out of the Army. And so this has been the universal understanding of the American people since before the founding, that homosexual behavior is just not something that we ought to sanction, that we ought to promote, that we ought to endorse, that we ought to sanction. And homosexuals know now, the homosexual lobby knows that they have the pro-family groups, a lot of them kind of on the retreat. They won't stand up to them. They won't stand tall. So they're just trying to do whatever they can to mow them down. We've seen their success with the repeal of the law that prohibits homosexual service in the military. So that's the kind of thing that empowers them, and they're going to continue to push that agenda, not just until homosexuality has been normalized in as many parts of our culture as possible, but to the point where they will marginalize, neutralize, and silence any voices that are speaking the truth. You experienced that with the whole issue with Target and the Minnesota gubernatorial candidate, Tom Emery. You ran into that directly. The buzzsaw, they will just come after anybody that they think represents a threat to their agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question about it. I just said, Brian and folks, talking about Brian during the break, I was just saying you're just hitting the nail on the head. There's very few people that understand the seriousness of what's going on about in our country right now. And Brian, I was going to ask you too, are you aware of the fact that President Obama, Barack Obama, has 147 appointed homosexuals in his administration?
Yeah, I mean, he's just set a global record for the number of people that he's appointed to positions of influence and decision-making power in his administration. It's a pretty sobering thing when you realize what the goal of the homosexual agenda is, which is to so legitimize sexual deviancy in our culture, that anyone that would stand for traditional, natural law on this matter is going to run into an absolute buzzsaw. You look at the founding fathers, they predicated everything on the laws of nature and nature's God. You look at the laws of nature, Bradley, you just look at what goes on when homosexuals engage in sexual activity. It's obviously contrary to nature. I believe in creation. I believe, as the founders did, that all men were created equal. But even if you were a believer in evolution, and you looked at the kind of sexual activity that goes on between two males, you realize, even evolution didn't design the human body for that kind of use.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons why there is so much rampant sexually transmitted diseases in the homosexual community. You even go to a website like the Centers for Disease Control, and what they've done is they've tracked every male that's been diagnosed with HIV/AIDS since the AIDS epidemic began back in 1977. And this was, I think, the most recent figures for 2009, perhaps the last time they had figures available that I checked. But at that point, 91% in the history of the epidemic, 91% of the males that had been diagnosed with HIV/AIDS contracted it either through having sex with other males or through injection drug abuse. And so what that tells you is that homosexual behavior is just as dangerous to human health, just as risky to human health, as injection drug abuse. And you look at the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, again, this is not the research arm of the American Family Association. It's not part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. They're in charge of protecting the nation's blood supply, and they will not allow a male to donate blood if he has had sex with another male one single solitary time since 1977. They're responsible to protect the purity of the blood supply because that's how HIV/AIDS is transmitted, through the exchange of bodily fluids. They cannot afford to be politically correct with the nation's health. And you had this past year, back in 2010, the homosexual lobby made a concerted effort to get that rule changed. And the scientists and the biologists and the medical professionals of the FDA said, no, we have got to keep that screening mechanism in place, because if we allow homosexual males to donate blood, it's going to compromise the purity of our nation's blood supply, and it's going to put the health of ordinary Americans at risk that need a transfusion.
Amen. Brian, I got a question for you from your perspective and your battlefield. What do you see transpiring right now nationally? And, I mean, I know that people across the country, there's an underlying tow going on right now where people are rising up. We just have not seen the head of that monster yet, that righteous monster, might I add. But what do you see transpiring right now? What do you see them going for? And it's going to come from you to some people is going to come better than coming from me because, again, from who your organization, so on and so forth. But what do you see transpiring right now? What are they aiming for? What do they want?
Well, I think what they want is they want the normalization of homosexual behavior and the silencing of anyone who stands in opposition. You know, one of the expressions of their agenda right now is in one school district after another, they're trying to promote anti-bullying legislation. People
right.
shouldn't be fooled by that. Nobody wants kids bullied, but they're not interested in anti-bullying legislation unless it specifically includes bullying on the basis of homosexual behavior. And they will include things like harassment and verbal intimidation or whatever. Some of those things are very, very subjective, and I think we're getting to the point where in a public school setting, if you have a teacher or a student in particular who would ever utter a critical word about homosexual behavior, anyone who would say the things that I just said about the health risks of homosexuality in a public school setting, I mean, they're going to run afoul of these anti-bullying policies. They're going to be accused of hate speech. They're going to be accused of harassment. They're going to be accused of violating this anti-bullying statute, and they're going to be in serious trouble. So what you're seeing is that agenda is not now just at the political level. It's not just dealing with adult behavior. Now they're trying to press that into the school system. You know, in Massachusetts, you know, David Parker was a parent there. He had a kindergarten boy that brought home from school in his book bag two books that were designed to normalize homosexual behavior. One of them was King and King, you know, a story about a guy that's looking for the girl of his dreams, can't find her. He wants to have a queen, marry, and he finally falls in love with another guy, and they get married and kiss at the end of the book. This is kindergartners,
yep.
you know, that are being brainwashed into this kind of thing. And when he complained about it, you know, Massachusetts has a state law that any time sexual topics are addressed in the public school system, the parents have to be notified so they can opt their child out if they choose. He wasn't notified. He went to the school to complain about that, the fact that they were breaking state law by brainwashing his child into accepting the normalcy of homosexual behavior with no notification to the parents, and he wound up in handcuffs.
Yep.
I mean, the school authorities called the police. They came, and I've got a picture of him, you know, my files of him in handcuffs, and he was actually, you know, put on trial, spent a night in jail, you know, for the whole thing. So I think that's what we've got to realize, you know, and it's going to be important for ordinary people just to stand up and just say no, make their voices heard. Because they're on the march. They've been empowered by certain things. I think another thing that you're going to see them do, they're going to try to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act
yep.
at the federal level. This is a law that defines marriage as the union of one man and one woman for all federal purposes. They're going to go after that.
Brian, I got to take yep. a mandatory break here. Obviously, it's the end of the show. Can you tell people how they can get a hold of you, please?
Yeah, you bet. They can go to AFA.net, AFA.net, and I'd be glad to correspond with anybody. We send action alerts out to people that want to stay informed and take action, and this is one of the issues we monitor, so encourage them to sign up.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.